John Hemingway, an American author, once said, and I quote, "I believe there is no sickness of the heart too great it cannot be cured by a dose of Africa. Families must go there to learn why they belong together on this earth, adolescents to discover humility, lovers to plumb old but untried wells of passion, honeymooners to seal marriages with a shared sense of bafflement, those who shop worn with life to find a tonic for futility, the age to recognize a symmetry to twilight. I know all this sounds a bit too much, but if I have ever seen magic, it has been in Africa." Close quote. Molweni Mzansi Afrika, igama lam ndinguSisethu Ngoma, eli linqaku lezithethe nenkcubeko ngokutya namayeza. Loosely translated, I am Sisethu Ngoma, and this is a heritage feature that speaks about medicine and food. According to Mamusheledi Motibe, an author of the journal titled African Traditional Medicine, South African Perspective, African traditional medicine is one of the oldest and most diverse of all medicine systems, even though the medicine systems are poorly recorded. African traditional healing is intertwined with cultural practices and religious beliefs and is therefore regarded as being holistic, involving both the body and the mind. The World Health Organization Traditional Medicine Strategy of 2002 to 2005 provided a framework for action to promote the use of traditional medicine and complementary alternative medicine in reducing mortality and sickness in disadvantaged nations. Speaking to Andile Dube, a traditional healer, she explained how traditional herbs are as important and effective as Western medicine.
Natural herbs are effective as Western medication. They both play their own role. I do believe they can work separately and also codependently. Remember, we have evolved. In the past, one could maybe only take natural herbs as medicine and be okay.
She further gave an example of natural herbs and how they work.
Impepho is one of the herbs that we can use. Firstly, it is used as a connector between you and your ancestors. It can be boiled. You can drink it for headaches. Some also use it for period pains. You can use it for clearing spaces, cleansing your home or yourself. You can steam with it to clear your face, skin. Dried lavender and can also be made into an incense stick and can be used for insomnia.
With the world innovating and Africa being introduced to Western medicine, Johannesburg residents now have the option of either going traditional, Western, or pandering the best of both. Through these methods of healing available, here is what they indicated they preferred.
Hi. Western medicine has hardly worked in my favor. It was never a permanent solution to some of the sicknesses I had as a child. So why did I opt for indigenous medicine? Well, I found out that it helps to balance my body pH, has very little to no side effects, and because our environment is so acidic, our processed food is acidic, our water is also acidic. Therefore, consuming Western meds only means that I'm adding more acid to my body, which is kind of bad for my body. Indigenous meds are also a lifestyle.
I do use traditional herbs, but usually I prefer herbs from the ground, you know, something I can plant in my own garden. Then, you know, socialized with herbs and also using modern medicine. So I usually don't try to mix them. So if I'm making a choice to use a traditional herb, then I'm consistent in that decision. But if I make a choice maybe to use your modern medicine, then I persist in it. I try not to mix because I know that they can counteract each other.
Now let us shift our focus on food. Environmentalist and American economist Winona LaDuke once said, and I quote, "Food for us comes from our relatives, whether they have wings or fins or roots. That is how we consider food. Food has a culture, it has a history, it has a story, it has relationships." Close quote. The first mention of the phrase, "you are what you eat," came from the 1826 work in which French author Aldemir Brelant Savine wrote, and I quote, "Tell me what you eat and I will tell you what you are." Close quote. This phrase suggests that food does define us. According to owner of Umkhaya African Cuisine and Grill, Trevor Chuma, various meals define who we are.
The food we serve definitely does define us as Africans, because we serve food that actually takes us back to our roots. It's the food whereby you know, even if you'd move away from home in Makaya, you'd come work in Joburg, you'd come to our restaurants, buy that food. It literally takes you back home. It takes us back to our roots. As it definitely does define us as Africans, and we are very much proud of that.
Some of the Joburg residents also believe that certain meals defines a person's individuality.
I think with everyone and everyone's culture, their food is distinctive to them and defines them in their own way. And yes, we also have our signature foods and dishes that we are proud of and that we can claim to say this is our food. Can't define us with positive connotations, not negative connotations.
The food is African, but the way we try to modernize it and cook it, it loses its identity. So in a way, I'm saying that our current diet does not define us as African.
Culture, heritage and traditions need to be preserved by the protection of language, stories, songs, dances, practical skills, buildings, sacred sites, artifacts, arts and culture and relationships to land, among other things. This is vital to protecting our sense of who we are. It gives us a certain connection to the past, to certain social values, beliefs, customs and traditions that allows us to identify ourselves with others and deepen our sense of unity, belonging and national pride. For Vow FM, I am Sese Tungoma, and Happy Heritage Day.